Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Andre Gauthier, CEO of Maxi Gold Corp. Maxi Gold Corp trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is MXD, and the company is a junior exploration company dedicated to the exploration and development of precious and base metal resources in China and Peru. And thanks for joining us today, Andre.
Hi, thanks to receive me. It's a pleasure again to be with you, Juan.
Great, yes, always good to have you on. And start off by talking to us about the new shareholder acquisition by Hochschild Mining PLC.
First of all, I have to tell you that I welcome Hochschild Mining as a shareholder of Maxi. I know quite well the Hochschild group by myself having been working over 13 years in Peru. Hochschild Mining is an institution over there. At that time, it was a private institution led by Eduardo and his father. And now that they're listed on the London Exchange, they even grow better international themselves, and it's one of the pride of the Peruvian mining industry. This being said, it's also good to have a big, large group like this, because we all remember the Southwestern resource a scandal or fraud, let's face it, I mean, that's been proven. And that was really hitting hard the Maxi shareholders being involved, having Southwestern Resource as one of our shareholders. We were just a collateral. The other part that Maxi was also hit was China is very difficult to deliver in time any of our predictions in China. I think that Maxi is not the only one that is living this situation, and definitely we are not doing better than others as well. We always deliver what we say, but never with the right timing, and you know timing is as important as delivering. The third reason why it's so important, if you look strategically, Maxi last year acquired 15 properties from Southwestern, all located near Hochschild Institution, by the way, in Peru. And now we have a stake, 5 additional properties. So Maxi has 20 properties in Peru, totaling 186,000 hectares, and all located near operations, and obviously close to Austrian Mining, Selene Mine, and a few other, very near the Liam properties that they have now 100%. We all remember that something like a year ago, Hochschild purchased 50% Newmont's block into the Liam joint venture along with Southwestern for $33 million again. So you can imagine that Maxi becomes strategic to Hochschild. Now I do believe that it's our needs to be able to sit and discuss with Hochschild if there is any synergy, if there is any good synergy or deals we can do together, because then we become a very easy, cheap target for Hochschild.
Certainly. And so bring us up to speed on your recent projects and operations.
Okay. Recently, now, first if I take the China side. The China side, again, we've done the work, the geology and the geophysics on two of our properties in the Qinghai province, and we have wonderful geophysical and geological geochemical targets to do. Now we have, because we do not want to spend before having all the legal situation resolved. I mean, we do not have we have problems, but it's not any issues to lose the properties, is just to fix everything according to the governments and to the partner. As soon as this will be done, obviously we will have to take a decision when we're going to drill there. Second, we have our Midu projects, which we continued to work until last August. Since then, we just compiled and put everything. Now we're discussing with a few Chinese groups to sell our 75% interest in this project. And I guess that any decision will be in the next three weeks to a month. On the Peruvian side, out of the 20 properties that we have, we've done compilation on most of them, but we've worked intensively four properties. The Condoroma property, which is located near Arequipa, near the Tintaya mine in the same copper-gold trend. Now we've discovered on this property a very large porphyry anomaly, 2 kilometers by 2.5 kilometers, having the right alteration, the right structures, copper up to 3.5% on surface, gold up to 1.5 gram, and we've done the IP survey, so we've got a huge resistivity anomaly, which means that our rock's been altered and maybe enriched, and the chargeability surrounding it show very well the profile of the porphyry. We're very confident that the model is very much like the Antares mineral Akira property and the Norsemont Constantia property, that they have more or less the same surface expression that we have, and now they have monster giant copper deposits. So this is definitely a target ready to drill. We have few of the targets, porphyry and high sulfidation, on the same property, but they are not as advanced as the target that I just described. We've also completed the work on Choco properties, which are lead, zinc, silver play. We've got some high-grade lead, silver value. We've got identified over 9 veins on the property. And we're very confident we've done the trenching. Now we just have to do the geophysics, because this is the type of targets, and then I should be ready to drill soon. We've also done some work on the Picha property, which is a copper-gold play, more copper though than clay, and those are come like diatreme breccias and breccias and brecciated vent and structures. Now we've identified 5 zones up to a couple of percent of copper. We can trace them on surface, and now we're just planning a geophysical program to drill on them. And we have the Corina property, which is located 20 kilometers from Selene mine, from Austria Group again. This is a property, low sulfidation. It's a 2-kilometer-long vein between 1 to 3 meter wide, up to 7 grams ton on surface, quite regularly. We haven't finished our work, systematic work, but I'm sure that one will finish that. We will kind of determine enough on surface to justify a quite significant drilling program. And then we've worked on a property called Sumaksami, which is a very huge high sulfidation target, which have been owned by Barrick, but never been worked by Barrick. Only 1% of the property has been tested by Peñoles, and the rest is totally untested. This is alunite anomalies, a good potassic alteration, a good illite alteration, all the right ingredients. It's just a matter of to be persistent again. And finally, on all these properties, we're discussing at this point in time with over 5 companies, major companies, that are evaluating them to maybe joint venture the risk with us and maybe spend the money for drilling. We should be able to take a decision in the next month or so about this.
Right. Yeah. So talk a little bit more in regards to joint ventures and strategic acquisitions. Is that an important part of your business model?
Absolutely. We are a company dedicated to exploration, to bring the targets to a stage where we bring the partner to explore and develop with us, maxi keeping a minority interest in order to avoid dilution to his shareholders and to avoid the shareholder to take risk of doing pre-feasibility and feasibility studies. If you look in the market today, 80% of the junior market companies who were involved with pre-feasibility or feasibility, they're all gone. Because then they took the risk on metal. We do not take risk on metal price. We take exploration risk. And if you look at Maxi, since we've talked, since 5 years ago, 2005, Maxi had at that time 31 million shares. If you look today, we still have 34 million shares issued and outstanding. So this is not what I call the long, huge dilution for a group that has been working in the ground for the last 5 years. We are very well positioned in China. Since last February, I'm the president and chairman of the Association of Foreign Mining Companies in China, an organization that groups over 100 members, coming from different 17 different countries. We're coordinating with different embassies, and that's positioned Maxi very well to be well seen in China. Again, that's not a paid job. This is really to inaugurate a lobby organism to kind of discuss with the local government.
Great.
So we're pretty confident that we can turn around this situation. Again, we've been very quiet due to all sorts of different reasons. And I'm proud to say that since last, I never been announced, but I mean, if you look in the papers, this is there. I personally own between 1.1 and 1.2 million shares of Maxi. It makes me a shareholder that talks about, that's confident about these people. And because we were low on cash, and to make sure that we were going, we didn't lay our people. We discussed with our people, and everybody at Maxi is working on a 50% salary reduction, including the one who is talking to you.
Certainly, it speaks
volumes. A company without people is not a company, and we just want to make sure we go through tough times all together as a family.
Great. And so, yeah, talk about some of the trends in the market and how well positioned is Maxi Gold to capitalize on them?
Okay. First of all, if you look at the financial crisis, to my opinion, we are just at the beginning. And the financial crisis is much more severe than we can see on CNN or on the financial market. Now, I would like to believe what they tell me, but I actually prefer to believe what the Chinese are telling me in that particular case. And I do believe that the Asia market will be much stronger after the financial crisis than the American market, especially to finance risk venture capital money. If you look at the values of the companies listed on those exchanges in Asia, if you look at the market cap, they are much stronger than ours in the mining sector. And there were many IPOs this year. Where ourselves, we do not have too many IPOs so far, and the IPOs are just to save company, not to generate new material. If you look at the industry in general, you will realize that over 4,000 companies in the world, and you've got more or less 150 companies controlling over 83% of the production. So that means a lot of companies are not controlling nothing. Okay,
yeah,
those
true.
Definitely they'll have a very strong consolidation in this, and it's just the junior, the market in America will be tough because 3,000 companies or 2,500 companies eating on the same bone makes it complicated. Material price wise, for anyone who lives in China, and I live in China, I mean, construction is still going, maybe not as prior to the Olympics, but pretty much intense, especially in Western China. So they will still continue to consume. And if people were believing that Chinese will pay the buildings of their infrastructure at $4 a pound of copper, then people were wrong, because they will continue to finance the construction of their buildings, but to more decent copper price, and I think that we're very close there. And if you look at the intense price increase that there were, if you look at the mistakes that were done by companies due to the shortage of professionals. If you look at the salaries increase, if you look at the capital cost increase, if you look at the governments that were renegotiating their tax, if you look at the communities around mines that were renegotiating their deals with companies, you were seeing that was unsustainable. Okay, so price had to come to a more decent level, and that's where we are. So that miners have to adjust themselves. So we had a bubble, and then we lived our bubble, and now we just have to recover. But
yeah, I certainly appreciate that insight.
But we certainly are not going to live those prices, maybe. And again, the world would continue to need. And if you look at the juniors, many people were working on deposits that are not economic. And they were none, and they were not. So, I mean, of course, that you have to come back to basics, which means grassroots exploration. And that's what we are doing. That's what we were doing, and that's what we are doing. And that's
now,
have 24 properties and not only four.
So what else differentiates Maxi from other players in your sector?
In our sector, what differentiates ourselves, it's our contacts in Asia, definitely our establishment in Asia. We finance ourselves only in Asia. We definitely, if you look at the number of Asian companies, Chinese companies going outbound now abroad, there is between 100 and 500 companies in the next 10 years that are going out. All these companies are trying to joint ventures and not to acquire deposit. They will acquire good deposits, but they won't acquire bad deposits. And now more and more they will joint venture to associate themselves to explore. By having our head office in Beijing, I negotiate face-to-face on a regular basis with Chinese companies, talking to all of them, being part of their daily life. And actually this is why now I'm negotiating with few companies to bring them in South America. And that differentiates us. We're probably the only company working actually on that scenario. And I'm not afraid to say so, and because the president lives there. So I'm not delegating. I'm there. Our office there. The Chinese come in our office to learn about South America. I'm giving talk about gold and base metal exploration in South America. And then that's all come to Maxi. Of course, we can associate it ourselves with everyone. But, I mean, that's definitely. And what you want is not to dilute your shareholder, right? So you need partners. I mean, who believes that you don't need partners in the junior industry? That's something I never believed, actually. So you need to joint venture yourself to increase, to minimize your risk, and to increase your exposure. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, I don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. And so talk a little bit about, in regards to some of the milestones that the company hopes to accomplish over the next year.
I think that, first of all, the first milestones are, we're talking month. We're not talking year.
All right.
So the first milestone is just to make sure that we sit with the people that we have. So, again, Austchild is very important. They have 11%. But you don't have to forget that we have West Mining with us, a much bigger company than Austchild, actually. They have 8% of Maxi, the Chinese group. The chairman of the board of this company sit on the board of Maxi. Okay, we are again myself again. We have the interest, but also we have some institution that have some interest. So we have to discuss with the people of where we want to go, just to make sure that it's satisfying to everyone. You're talking about the milestone, and I say that because remember that Austchild is also owner of 48% of Zincor, is also owner of about 14% of Northern Super Diamond, also owner of Lakeshore, also member of Pembroke, also member of shareholders of Southwestern, and they all associated with Maxi. So the main thing to a regroupment and all that. So we have just to prevent. The first thing is to prevent that the shareholder of Maxi is neglected in this, and just to maintain very strong the position of the shareholder of Maxi, okay, in that, because certainly it will come. And second, I mean, we are selling Midu. This is definitely a milestone achieving in the next couple of, maybe in the next couple of weeks, because I've been working on that 2 months. And then that will bring us some much better cash position. We're also fixing the legal situation in Qinghai and then getting ready to work. with the partner. We are, again, finding partners to join to fund our exploration project on the advanced projects in Peru. That means the one ready to drill, while we will continue to advance our less advanced project to bring them to a drilling stage as well. Meanwhile, we're still looking for opportunities in China, and we're still looking for opportunities in Peru and in Chile as well.
Great. And in regards to investors, do you think that right now investors understand the direction of the company?
I mean, no, because I haven't talked to investors, my dear friend. I mean, I'm just getting out now, and as we say, I mean, the company is always as good as his board think or his boss is thinking. That was not an easy because we have, and again, the board had some internal discussion. Some people wanted to get out of China. Some other people know. I mean, I'm particularly on the group that wants to stay in China, even if it's tough. I do believe, but not to be exposed more than 10 to 20% of the company. But I think that the net, that's a good combination to be involved in China or Asia and in South America. That brings the fuel to South America will come from Asia, so we're part of the fuel. And then they will certainly, while they'll be focused elsewhere in the world, that will probably will mean some openings for us or opportunities in China. And we need only good one good one.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Andre Gauthier, CEO of Maxi Gold Corp. The company trades on the TSX Venture. The ticker symbol is MXD and is currently trading at 8 cents a share. And before we conclude, Andre, what are some of the key reasons why Maxi Gold Corp represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Because we have a first-class property that, from what I can see, have the potential to have world-class deposit in a world-class country, which is Peru. We also have world-class partners in Austral and West Mining. And we also are at the beginnings. We have only 34 million shares issued. We have not a very rich cash position, but then we've been very careful to our shareholders. And then with the cash that can come with the sale of Medu, then that can take care of us for a few years to in exploring ourselves, our best properties. But then even our best properties, I'm not afraid to joint venture them to make sure to protect the shareholders' capital. Because, again, to find a world-class deposit means a lot of money. So that's why we prefer to share our risk with others and generate world-class projects again.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's upcoming progress. And it's always great to have you on, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to update our investors.
Okay, that's a pleasure.